got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And if you've missed out this week, we've been talking dodgeball non-stop to celebrate the potential chance that the second movie is going to be coming out, because Vince Vaughn, the main actor in the first one, yep, is keen to do another one 20 years
He's
after.
Got an idea for yep. the script. He's just trying to get all the buddies back on board. Justin Long has said that he's keen yep. to get involved as well. But in the interim, Tim, mm-hmm. we wanted to celebrate dodgeball by playing a little dodgeball ourselves.
We challenged the Brekkie Show, Tom, Lingy and Loggy, to even up the numbers. Benny Rogers from Workdays joined our team. There was a lot of trash talk from both sides. We learnt the rules. We were all kind of trying to figure it out. Costumes galore. I believe there's a video that's going to be on the social media very, very soon, Jess.
At K-Rock Geelong.
It was pretty intense, to say the least. So, Jess, the first game was best of three situation.
Yes.
What was our strategy going into the game?
Well, we can now reveal our strategy was to go get Tom out first.
Yep, the three of us all go for Tom. How quickly did you and Ben coward out of our plan?
Almost immediately.
The plan never started. And unfortunately, Jess, you were eliminated first
yes.
in the first game.
No shocker there.
I closely followed. I was eliminated.
Yep.
And then Benny had a chance to catch a ball and bring yourself back into the game.
Yep.
Unfortunately for Benny, he dropped the ball.
It was a big fumble.
Giving Tom, Lingy and Loggy the first game.
We then decided it was going to be best of three.
Mm-hmm.
And we set up for round two.
Yes. There was a lot of anger. There was a lot of frustration. The Brekkie Show, I don't know if they were just angry because they were doing things outside of
captained
work hours.
By Cameron Ling.
Pure athlete.
And absolutely, I feel like he really Ruthless. Brought everyone in that team up.
Pretty much like the first game. The second game, Jess, you were out quickly.
Yep.
I then also quickly followed. It came down to, because I believe Lingy and Loggy were out at this point as well.
Ben got Lingy and Loggy out, and it came down to,
because
it came down to Ben and Lingy.
Well, as you'll hear, Jess, the final game, it did come down to Tom and Ben because you shouted out something that is a little bit obvious. And here's the final moments of our dodgeball game.
Oh, my God. It's the two Baldies.
So unnecessary.
We paying it?
Got to go to the replay on that one. Hit the deck. Tell me you got that, Tim. Please tell me you got that.
That was Cameron Ling making sure that because I was out, I was also holding a camera, that I got Tom getting Ben out and handing the Brekkie Show the win, Jess.
Yes.
It was very unfortunate. Joining us now from the Brekkie Show, Loggy, not because Tom's at a wedding and not because Lingy never answers his phone on a Friday, but the best player on the team, Loggy, how are you feeling after today's big win?
I am feeling soreness, but greatness. You know, the good sore? That's what I feel right now.
We were discussing.
Because the moment was mine. It was mine, all mine. Everyone was like, oh, Lingy, he's amazing. And Tom's so bendy. But no one thought about me and how jumpy I am as a person and how anxiety makes you think everything's coming at you all the time, which makes me quick like a cat. And you guys had no idea.
You were
and
very
I
aggressive.
Yeah, Loggy, you and I ran at each other for the ball at the start of every game. And the fear in my eyes, I don't know if you could see it, I was packing it.
I believe in the video there is some slow motion of you yourself, Loggy, really zoning into the moment. Were you also shocked at how tiring a game of dodgeball was?
Yes, I actually feel like we need to all go get medicals because besides Lingy, we were all like, oh my God. In saying that, though, your costumes were amazing. So well done
Thank
on that
you.
Front.
It was a pro and a con. Pro looks great. Con, awful maneuverability.
Yeah.
You can blame it on that, guys. But, I mean, the fact is, at the end of the day, it was Lingy's pump up. I felt like what it was to be an AFL player. And I tell you what, I liked it. Okay. Although he was very intense and I felt like I could also cry. But I held it together and, yes, it was all me. And I, you know, suck it, nerds, because...
Okay. All right. Now...
I've never been on a winning team before, and this is what it's like.
It shows, Loggy.
And you're a very gracious winner, Loggy. Congratulations. Can you pass that on to the rest of your teammates, because we can't get a hold of them?
Organise it.
It was all me, and I appreciate the glory. You guys suck. Thanks for nothing. I'm glad that we all did that. What a bunch of losers.
Hang up on her, Timmy. Right. Hang up on her.
That's enough. Jess, it was fun regardless. Exhausting, but fun. The video is going to be at K-Rock Geelong on our socials, Instagram, Facebook. You can see the look that Loggy had in her eyes and the fear that Jess had in hers.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
You and I have been talking a little bit about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I disagree. We had one conversation 3 weeks ago about it. I don't remember talking about
it. At K-Rock, krock.com.au, there is an article that says what your favourite Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle says about you, right?
So there's Donatello, there's Michelangelo, there is Leonardo, mm-hmm. and there's Raphael. So Raphael, he's the tough one.
He's the hot-headed rebel.
Yeah. Leonardo, he's like the best at everything.
Fearless leader.
Donatello's the smart one.
Yes, the tech genius.
Purple. And then Michelangelo.
The party Mikey, dude.
He's a bit goofy, a little
loves
bit silly.
A pizza.
I think, who do you think you are of these?
The party dude.
I think we both are Michelangelos. I want to be a Donatello, but I'm a Mikey.
This is not what I want to talk about, because you and I have been thinking over the last few weeks about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles song.
Works hard, you know, some days. You just wake up and you go, how am I going to get this done?
Remind us how the theme song goes, right?
Well, I grew up with a different version. Like, I grew up in the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. So I had that cartoon, but not the classic.
Right.
But it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles got them on one. Blah, 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 two, blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
but then,
that's not the one I'm thinking
I
of.
I know, but because you're a bit older, so you've got the one with Teenage
Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
It's not a half shell.
Well.
It's not a half shell. Here's the thing.
Okay, hit me.
Because
this is what we've
been
talking
back,
about.
On their right. back, you can see clearly an entire oval shell.
Yes.
On the front, they have where their arms and their legs come out, obviously because they're mutant, mutant Ninja Turtles.
They've also got their six-pack.
Yeah, they've got a six-pack, but it's not a half shell, because a shell is in its full, beautiful state on their back. So it's not a half shell.
It is, though.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, this is the thing. I looked into it a little bit more, Tim, and it turns out the reason they say turtles in a half shell is because actual turtles, you think of it as like turtles just having a shell on their back.
No, but I understand it's on the front as well.
But they have it on their front as well, whereas the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have just a shell on their back. They don't have it on their front.
No, because I have images here of the movies, and they do have that whiter, lighter, not the same as what's on the back, but that what an undershell looks like. They have that on there as well. Henceforth,
I'm going to say
shell.
It's just membrane.
It's
not shell.
You don't know what that is. You're not a biologist.
I'm not a turtle either, but I just did some research on the internet, Tim.
It is a full shell. The 80s version and the 90s version of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, it might have been catchy to scream out
heroes in a half shell.
Heroes in a half shell.
But they could have just as easily screamed out heroes in a full shell.
But it doesn't need to be called a full shell when it's a shell. You know?
It doesn't need to be called a
they
full
needed
shell
an extra
when it's
syllable.
Just a half shell. It's only the shell on their back, not on their front. And I'll fight anyone that calls and says otherwise.
This is, unfortunately, Jess, the hill that I die on.
Bring me any evidence in the contrary.
I've just explained what I've seen in my eyes.
Now you've made up BS.
This is what happens when you start not knowing what to do. You just start saying things that don't literally make sense. You're such a Michelangelo.
Okay.
Classic Mikey over here. Yes, you tricked me. You had me. I forgot you are the goofball. You're the nincompoop. You're the liability.
Let's get a
Michelangelo on the show.
A marine biologist on the show, and ask them about turtles, and we will get our answer once and for all.
That's actually a great idea. Next week. Can you do it, though? I've got a lot on.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Whistling the way home, listening to something.
all new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Still in the studio, sweaty hands and all, it is the captain of the Hoop City Geelong United Supercats, DeMarcus Gatland. Just quickly, Nutter Wadding tomorrow night, 7 p.m. You're always feeling confident, but give us a Richter scale of 0 to 5 on confidence.
5 being the highest?
Yeah.
4.
Okay. Oh, okay.
See, there is some humble left in him.
I thought you were going
to say 14. Now, Jess, the reason we get DeMarcus in here, obviously, it's great to chat about the Supercats.
Yeah.
But what else is he great at?
He's great at solving our dilemmas.
So that's what we get him to do every week with this.
It's Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
Beautiful. Yes, keep your dilemmas coming through. We can only get to 2 every week, Tim. So if you have sent one through, we are getting to them eventually. You can shoot
us
through,
time.
At KRock Geelong or at krock.com.au as well. Just search for Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
Now, Jess, you said you had a dilemma that someone sent in today.
Yeah,
is that right?
This is a doozy. She wants to remain anonymous.
But
DeMarcus, my partner and I have been living together for almost 3 years. We've recently separated and he has just moved out. We bought our dog together about a year into the relationship and I don't want to give him up, but my ex wants to come and get him this weekend. How do I keep my dog?
Oh, that's tricky, DeMarcus.
Yeah, that is.
That is so hard.
So I'll just dip into a little bit of my personal life. I'm actually co-parenting right now. And that might be something that you guys need to do with the dog. Trade off on weekends and weeks.
Right.
I think that's a good idea. But also, who paid for the dog?
See,
that's a good point.
DeMarcus, I used to live with somebody, my housemate, his ex-partner. They were together for like 12 years and they had dogs. And the dogs came and they were at our place. But his partner would come and visit randomly without a heads up, and I would just go home and they would be in the backyard patting the dogs. And I would
just rock up.
Hi, Michelle.
No, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. I think trying to, switch off on weekends, things like that, I think that's probably the best idea.
So share custody.
Share custody.
Oh, that's so tricky.
She hasn't said how open he is to that, because it sounds like he's just like, that's my dog, I'm coming to pick it up.
When my wife and I got our dog, when we were just dating,
right,
I said to her, I was like, if this goes sour, I'm keeping the dog.
Right.
And luckily, for the sake of the dog, we're married now.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, since he's so keen to get the dog, you hear me saying keen, that's my new Aussie word.
Oh, dog. Nice.
Since he's so keen to get the dog, then he has a space for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's ready to take on. So I think they should just co-parent.
Oh,
okay.
Tough. Bold. Okay. Well, hopefully she's listening.
Now, DeMarcus, we were mentioning earlier that Jess and I have a personal dilemma that we would like to throw your way to see how you handle. I know your hands are still getting sweaty. So Jess and I, today actually, we were here at work. Like, we have lots of great clients and we get to go and experience their businesses. And Workspace 365 is just across the road in the GMHBA building. And it's like state-of-the-art shared workspace areas. So like, say if, DeMarcus, you've got your own business, you're like, oh, but I don't want to lease something. I can rent out an office for 6 months at a time. So Jess and I are walking through there. It's like brand new.
It made our workspace look like it was made in the 80s.
So we don't have
lovely in here.
Jess and I don't have our own office though. We're out in the communal section, and that's fine, chats, banter, etc. But there's a window. We don't have a proper window view over across the road at Workspace 365. There's this beautiful office, and I feel like it's got Jess and mine's name all over it. Do you think we should be leaving? Like, we'll still work here, we'll come do the radio show, but like, we go and our office is over there.
Out of curiosity, will you guys be paying for that space?
I hope not.
I think it would be like a work expense. Like, we could claim it on tax, right?
We could take it in turns. Like, you pay 1 month.
Yeah.
I pay the other month.
Yeah.
You could pay the third, DeMarcus.
We haven't discussed this with the boss yet. No. We'll have to pitch it to him first. But like,
it's a good deal.
I definitely think you should pitch it to the boss first.
Yeah.
Pitch it to the boss first.
Okay.
See if they'll cover it. See if you guys can get it at a discounted rate, something like that. And then I think you guys can go over there. And,
great.
If we just mention that we're there every day, we could get a good deal.
Yeah, sounds like we've paid DeMarcus to be in the same manner of thinking of us.
I think it's really nice over here, so.
Mm. Okay. All right, well,
but
you've given us.
Seen
a, I haven't seen it.
Workspace
I haven't seen it.
I feel like you've returned serve with another dilemma, DeMarcus. Yeah. So, look, we're always stoked that you come in here, whether it's solving dilemmas or telling us about the game again. Saturday night against Nutter Wadding. 4 out of 5 stars confident. Best of luck to you, mate. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955. The newly renovated Lara Sporting Club is now open. Book now. Direct from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Trending today is an absolute fact or anything confirmed, but it's whispers.
Wow.
In the community of naming the next 007 James Bond.
When I talk Taylor Swift whispers, all of a sudden you're like, well, show me the evidence. Now you can talk whispers.
Well, I'm just saying, but I'm admitting that they're whispers. You're like, no, it's true.
No, give me the whispers. Give me the rumblings.
There's been lots of names thrown around after Daniel Craig hung up the bow tie after being James Bond from 2006 until last year.
Yeah.
A lot of names. Idris Elba was one that was very popular. Tom Hiddleston. Tom Hardy, Henry Cavill, Richard Madden. I was a big fan of Richard Madden from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He's in Citadel at the moment. Also, Lashana Lynch, John Boyega from the new Star Wars films. Mm-hmm. Whispers aren't about any of them, Jess.
Right. I feel like all of them are already two big names.
Well,
like,
the whispers are about, and it's pretty much everything is there except it's not signed off yet.
Uh-huh.
Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Who?
You'd know him.
Okay.
He's in Marvel movies as the brother. He's Quicksilver in the Marvel movies. He's the brother of the Scarlet Witch.
Oh,
yes. He's also in Kick-Ass, the movies.
Uh-huh.
Perfect Snogging and Angus's Thongs.
That's...
Is it? I was mildly confident. Is that not how it is? What is it?
Perfect Snogging.
Perfect Snogging and Angus's Thongs.
That's not got anything to do with Angus's Thongs. Angus is the guy that... we haven't got time for this. Focus on James Bond.
So it's pretty much going to be him.
Yep.
Here's the thing. He's 32 years old, which they believe to be the prime age to carry the Bond role for 15
years. For many
years,
Just like Daniel Craig did.
Well, I believe Daniel Craig was 35 or 38. I can't exactly figure out the maths. But he did it. He's 55 now. Yeah. And so he played Bond into his 50s, where Aaron Taylor Johnson, I keep going to call him Aaron Taylor Thomas, and that's not the same person.
You're thinking
it?
Of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I'm so bad at my job. So what's the name of Angus? This is a movie. Is it Angus's?
Angus, comma, Thongs,
comma,
and Perfect Snogging.
You can see how I got there. What did I say?
Perfect Snogging and Angus's Thongs.
It's pretty much the same thing.
So it's the same thing.
You'd recognise his face. Uh-huh. And he's an English actor. He was in Bullet Train recently, and a lot of people are very excited.
And let's face it, he's hot. So
all right.
The perfect James Bond.
Good. I'm glad we nailed that home there. If you want to see that story and everything else that is trending, please do yourself a favour. Go to our website, krock.com.au.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, KROQ 955.
A clip from the first Harry Potter movie media tour is trending right now. It's weird. It's not like even an anniversary of anything.
Yeah, why would that be trending?
The internet's just a weird place.
Yeah.
And the video that's trending is the three actors that play Harry Potter, Hermione Granger, and Ron Weasley. Emma Watson.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Radcliffe.
You got this.
Rupert Grint.
So close.
I'm on top of this, mate. It's my story.
Nah, Rupert Grint is way better.
It's my story, if you stop interrupting me.
So what did Ginty say?
Well, they were sharing about, after the first movie came out, they were getting asked heaps of questions. One of the questions is, what did you spend money on with your first paycheck? Here's what they said.
I'm afraid I'm going to stick it in a bank until I'm 21.
No, I don't have any idea.
Well, speaking as a wizard, well, we're going to get paid muggle money and I don't really understand it.
So it got me thinking about when we first got our jobs. What was the first thing we spent money
on? Yes.
I know we were just talking about, so when you first moved out of home and you got your radio job, you got a toaster with your...
Toaster and a kettle.
First paycheck.
Yep. I went to the Harvey Norman. They gave me a great deal.
I remember what I first got when I first started working with you with that paycheck. So not my first paycheck.
Right.
I bought a bean bag because
my
bed hadn't arrived yet. So I slept on a bean bag with no power in my house for 2 weeks.
I did offer Tim a bed at my house, but we had only just met.
And I was stand like, by the beanbag in the dark.
Sleep on a beanbag in the dark.
I stand by. Sharon in Lara's given us a call. Sharon, when you first got, whether it was your paycheck, pocket money, whatever it may be, what was the very first thing that you bought?
It was pocket money, and I was about 7, and I think it was about £20 because I'm from England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I went and bought myself a tape, a cassette player. The old school, the rectangle ones with the buttons at the end.
Nice.
And it just plays the one tape.
And what tape did you buy for yourself, Sharon? Is this going to age you?
Oh, geez. I just borrowed my dad's, I think. I didn't have any tapes at the time.
Sharon, can I just go back a bit? I can't believe you're getting pocket money at 7 years old. That's so nice.
Oh, I had a few chores.
Yeah, but normally, like, you just do the chores until you're 10, and then you start getting pocket money.
Really? You didn't get pocket money before you were 10?
No, you just did stuff around the house, and then if you needed $5 to go down and get some milk bottles.
Yeah, yeah. Bottles. Yeah. What year is this?
I grew up in a small town. Sharon.
This is 1977.
1977. And do you remember going to the store and getting it? Like, do you remember that?
I do,
like you were there? Yeah. It's interesting how your brain does those things, isn't it, Sharon?
It is. Okay. I'm surprised I got pocket money because I was a little bit of a bugger.
Sharon, we're glad you've grown into a very mature
Tim,
person.
You were also a little bit of a bugger, but your dad still gave you a sixpence for a little milk bottle.
I was a bit of a rapscallion, if I don't say so myself.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.